This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Technology is transforming the way that buildings and infrastructure are designed, constructed and also operated. And it's helping to improve decision-making and performance across the building and infrastructure lifecycle. The adoption of building information modeling or BIM technology can help optimize work and company processes. However, BIM is far from self-explanatory. It's a rather complex concept that leaves people with a lot of questions. What is BIM? What can BIM do? How does BIM exactly work? Well, each of these questions have multiple answers, which opens a possibility of wide range of misconceptions. And this can create a barrier for those who are trying to adopt BIM. And today on the show with me is the founder and CEO of Revron Consulting, Ravi Koka, to clear the air on maybe some misconceptions and also answer some of the questions around BIM. Ravi, welcome to the show. Let's talk a bit about Revron Consulting. You're also the founder of Revron Consulting. Walk us through how you came about, coming up with a business like this, and also, venturing into a very, particular area of, of business as well.
Good afternoon, thank you, Jeff. Revron was founded in 2015, primarily with an objective of providing solutions in the infrastructure lifecycle space. In terms of the approach itself, if you look at it, I was primarily working in the construction industry for quite some time, then followed by the IT industry for about 15 years of my life. And I saw there was a niche area which needed a lot of attention in terms of providing solutions to customers in the construction space, because construction industry has been the lowest adopter of information technology as such. Okay. So in 2015, I went ahead and founded this company, Revron, to provide solutions in the infrastructure lifecycle space and also augment that with solutions around enterprise applications and enterprise security. So I would say we have a unique offering of end-to-end solutions for companies who provide or I would say build and operate infrastructure in the country.
Why is a company like Revron Consulting needed in this space? Construction has been around for for years, for decades and ages now. And like you mentioned, it's probably one of the slowest when it comes to IT adoption. But yet we still see buildings that boggles the mind when it comes to design. And it seems like there is already a proper structure of building something. So how does Revron now come into play, and what sort of solutions and options you're providing to constructions?
Yeah, right, Jeff. But if you look at it, there have been solutions in the design space. There have been solutions in the construction space, but they have not been people who have been adopting end-to-end solutions in terms of building the information model or BIM in the construction industry. In this part of the world. So the need for adopting BIM, which are governed by certain standards like PAS 1192 or BASE 1192, was very much required. And if you look at the bigger projects in the country currently, the MRTE projects or any other large infrastructure projects like the Pangonia Highways, the government mandates that they adopt the BIM framework within the project execution lifecycle.
Why so? What is so important about BIM here?
If you look at the various stages of the life cycle of an infrastructure, for example, it goes through the design phase, the construction phase, and into operations. And typically, the money spent in the design and construction would be 20-25% of the total money spent on the entire life cycle of the infrastructure in terms of, if you look at the roads, you'd probably spend 20-30% in building it and probably spend 70-80% operating the highway. So there is a need during the asset management phase that all the information which goes in during the design and construction is captured properly and available when the asset is managed and to manage it efficiently. And there's no loss of time and cost there, money there. So, but having said that, BIM also brings in efficiencies during the design phase. For example, you have multidiscipline design work going on, for example, a bridge or a road, wherein people can collaborate while working on the same project, across two different dimensions like structural work or civil work and things like that. And piping work, for example, and to ensure that there are no clashes within the design they've generated. So all that is done through a proper process, and BIM helps them there as such. And also, during the construction phase, you can actually simulate the construction process. You can see the sequences in terms of what goes in first, what goes in later, so that there is no wastage of time and there's no clashes during the construction phase as well. So, yeah, having said that, so BIM encompasses the entire life cycle of a project, right from design into construction, into operations as such.
Is this only for the large constructions? Because the examples that you give, the MRT and the Pangbourne Highway, that those are, you know, two very large projects as well.
Yeah, I mean, people tend to adopt these solutions for large projects, but having said that, it doesn't restrict you from adopting it for smaller projects as well.
There's a lot of benefits into this. So, and BIM isn't something new. It's just that many people aren't aware of BIM, and you know, with that in mind, or perhaps you know, what's your definition of, you know, of BIM here?
I mean, in layman's terms, I would put it as creating and transferring the information across various cycle or various stages of the infrastructure life cycle. For example, creating the information during design, transferring it into construction, and capturing the information that's done there and transferring it into asset management efficiently with an underlying technology framework, which is called the Common Data Environment.
What encompasses BIM? What stage would, you know, BIM be effective? Is it even before, you know, a project has been, you know, when it's in the planning stages, or is BIM something that you could even do once the project is done? Is something that you could, you know, redo something when it's already been, you know?
I mean, it's about building the information model. So you typically start at the beginning of the project and it goes through the entire life cycle.
And what kind of information is contained within BIM that makes it useful?
BIM is okay. I mean, it depends on the kind of infrastructure you're building itself. So when you're talking about design, so there are certain parameters you would want to capture during the design phase, which are relevant during the asset management phase. So if you're building a highway, the certain aspects of the highway you'd like to manage during the maintenance of the highway, which need to be defined during the design. So those are the aspects which will be captured during the design, managed during the construction, and available during operations.
And how far along are we, you know, in the industry when it comes to adoption of BIM?
I mean, if you look at countries in Europe, London, and UK, they've very much been doing it for the last 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
But this part of the world has just started up, I mean, a few years ago. And the government sees the value of BIM in Malaysia as such. And they've been mandating it for all the large projects in the country currently. Yeah.
Why the sudden urge now to, you know, let's you know, implement BIM in these large projects? Because, you know, like you mentioned, in Western countries, probably 10, 15 years ago, this was, you know, this was something new to them. Here, we're now starting to talk about this. What's the what was the holdup before this, and why now are we, you know, yeah, let's do this?
I guess it was more about adoption of technology and the infrastructure boom as such in the country as well. So with the infrastructure boom happening in ASEAN right now, and if you look at, I mean, globally, the infrastructure spend has been about $4 trillion a year, which is set to increase to about $9 trillion a year by 2025. A large chunk of that growth is going to happen in India and ASEAN. So looking at that and looking at the efficiencies it brings in during the asset management phase and even during the cost savings during the design and construction phase, the government's realize the benefits of it, and they started mandating it.
And I guess also it helps with, you know, leakages of, you know, of cash flow, and also because, you know, being more efficient with the, you know, uncertain economic times that we have here, I guess, you know, it's more important now to look at things and how to make it more efficient.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking to Ravi Koka. He's the CEO and also the founder of Revron Consulting, and we're talking about BIM, or better known as the Building Information Modeling, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Break from midfield. BFM 89.9.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandhu, and I'm here with Ravi Kokal. He's the CEO and also the founder of Revron Consulting. And we're talking about BIM, which is the Building Information Modeling. And it's not something new. Ravi, you mentioned earlier on, you know, it's something that's been around in, you know, in Western world for like nearly 15 years or so. But now we're seeing it here more often in Malaysia. And, you know, a survey done by the NBS National BIM Report 2017, it showed that respondents said 60% of them think that, you know, BIM will help with efficiency, reducing time from inception to completion, while 70% believe that cost reduction in the design, building and maintaining lifecycle will be realized. So how systematic and accurate is BIM within the various stages of development here?
What you say is correct. There will be improvements in efficiency across the lifecycle, right from design into construction into asset management as such. You would realize benefits in safety. You would realize benefits in cost reductions as such. Because things like, I mean, if you look at traditional design, the way you do it, if you don't check for clash detections and things like that, it could result in time wasted on site, which would be money as well. And the contractors could be charging you for things they've actually done wrong because you gave them information which was not right in the correct first place. So, yes, there would be efficiencies which would be brought in by adopting this, because you are primarily working on a common data environment, which helps collaborate between various parties working on the same project by sharing information, and also by looking at how this information being generated by all of them gels into the project itself by avoiding clashes. And also simulating the construction process. So the sequencing would be looked at, and to move in the resources, equipment in a timely manner so it doesn't, you don't waste cost, you don't waste time on it, is something which is very key. So all these together bring in a lot of efficiencies within the project itself.
How's the adoption like here in Malaysia when it comes to, you know, are we trying to still understand what BIM can do, or do companies here or construction companies here already know what BIM has to offer, and it's just a matter of, you know, cost is an issue for them in looking at BIM?
A lot of Malaysian companies are on the path to implement BIM within the organizations currently, and we are trying to work with a few of them in the country. And they do realize the importance and benefits of BIM, but I think they do have constraints in terms of resources within the organization who understand what needs to be done, how it needs to be done within the organization. So that's something they would be addressing to start with.
Is that talent? When you mentioned resources here.
Absolutely, it's talent. Yeah.
Why is talent an issue here in this part?
Because, I mean, I would look at it as people only understand their aspect of the BIM in terms of design or the construction and things like that. But there are not many people who understand the entire breadth of BIM, or there is a lot of misconception in the country in terms of what BIM actually entails. So organizations need to look at what the internal talent is, where they are in terms of the organization, in terms of the strategy moving forward, what aspects of talent they need to build up in line with the industry's requirements and standards, and look at adopting a platform and a package, a software package in the market which suits their needs to enable the process defined by BIM.
And you're doing something within the talent to raise the talent awareness side in BIM as well. But before we get into that, perhaps you can share some implementations that's ongoing within Revron Consulting.
We are currently executing two projects, which are the Pan Borneo highways for Sabah and Sarawak. These are primarily implementing a platform, which we call the Project Information Management Systems, which manages the entire life cycle of the project, right from design to construction into asset moving and moving information into asset management as such. Pan Borneo Sarawak is almost completed. We have done the implementation for them, and we're looking at the next steps in terms of the next phases for them. Pan Borneo Sabah is in progress currently and should be completed in the next few months.
And what's the ROI here for, you know, the project owners who do implement BIM? What's some of the things that they can actually see as a return?
I mean, industry standards say you could, there'll be definitely improvements in safety. For large projects which are 100 million and above, you could have cost savings as much as 12-15% as such. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. And that's a huge amount. We're talking about, you know, large construction. 12% is something that we don't normally see. Yeah. Right. And what's unique about Revron's BIM solution, and how does Bentley, the electrical engineering software, come into play here?
Okay, Bentley is an American company, and they provide solutions in the infrastructure lifecycle space, right from design and also providing the platforms for managing the information, which is the, which is compliant to the BIM standards. Mm-hmm. So what we do is that we enable organizations to adopt BIM, because BIM is not a model. BIM is not something you could deploy. BIM is a process. Any process needs to be mandated, needs to be what you call configured in a way that people adopt it. So we implement solutions through a platform, which is the Bentley ProjectWise platform, to make sure the companies adopt this process and they are bound by this process and adhere to this process. So, for example, when you do your design work and your construction work, the way a design needs to be shared within the organization for approvals, the software controls the process for you, which is in, also in line with the BS 1192 standards. Mm. So we implement the solution for them, which enables them to adopt BIM.
Mm. Now, you mentioned, you know, some of the challenges here is the resources that some companies have, and you know, it's talent at the end of the day. How are you solving this problem then? Are you going to universities then to talk to them about, you know, some of the things that the industry needs at this point of time, and how, you know, we've jumped across, and now with, you know, IT solutions coming into play, you know, talent needs to, you know, be up to the industry standards. What are you doing to, you know, raise that awareness?
You're right, Jeff. So one of the key things is people. And technology has been there for quite some time, but if you don't have the people adopting it and you don't have the right resources to be able to adopt these processes and implement it within the country, there are not going to be many projects which will be successful. So to address that, we are actually working with certain public universities in Malaysia. Mm. We've been working with UITM for about a year now, where we actually provided UITM with the entire suite of Bentley software, working together with Bentley. Mm. And we'll also be doing that for the next 3 years with them. So what we do is we actually train the final year engineering students on the current softwares which are available in the market and what kind of technologies are out there, and also what are the process and industry standards which are required in the industry right now. Mm. So this typically bridges the gap between academia and industry needs.
Mm. And what sort of feedback you've been getting so far? Have you seen an improvement?
Definitely. I mean, in fact, we have been hiring resources from colleges like UITM as well. Mm. And in fact, it's good to see some of the students who actually joined us. They are the guys who actually go back and train their juniors currently. Mm. So there is a lot of interest within the university itself. And we see that even the students are willing to take this up and work with us, because this is something which is emerging as a technology. Mm. And they see the value in it.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Revron Consulting has been around since 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
2015, yeah.
So how has business been in 2017, knowing that, you know, it's been a challenging year so far, but, you know, there seems to be, you know, many projects coming along. How has 2017 been for, you know, Revron Consulting?
Well, I mean, 2015 is when we started off. 2015 and 2016 were the years in which we actually did a lot of market awareness. We went out to the market, met a lot of people, companies. We talked about BIM. We talked about the solutions we could offer. We did a couple of projects last year in 2016. But 2017, we see there's been a big surge in acceptance and adoption of BIM, and also the need for these kind of solutions. So our growth 2016 to 2017 has been triple digit.
Wow. Yeah. And what's 2018 looking like, and what's the focus for 2018? Is it still trying to build the awareness, or, you know, build that, that the engagement with, you know, universities and talent, or is it just scaling up the business now?
We see the need to still engage with universities, so we are actually ramping it up. We will be expanding the solution or the partnership with the universities for another 3 years at least, and formalizing the next couple of months. 2018 definitely will be a good year, I guess. And the growth should be at least double digit from where we are today. Mm. If not, I mean, triple digit is too ambitious, but double digit is what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be able to achieve it in the country. I mean, I see a lot of projects which would need solutions like this. Yeah.
All right. And I do wish you all the best. I've been speaking to Ravi Koka. He's the CEO and also the founder of Revron Consulting. And we were talking about BIM, or Building Information Modeling. And where could people find out more information about BIM itself? Is there a place that we could, you know, just go on and check it out?
There are standards in the market. It was the BS 1192 standards. You could read that. It's available online. You could log on to the Bentley website and look at the solutions they offer in terms of addressing the needs for BIM.
Mm. Just do a Google search and I guess, you know, you'll get all the information you need. Yeah. Ravi, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.